So it's been a lazy Sunday. Well, besides going up to Bessemer and scouring the flea market, I'd say it's a pretty good Sunday so far. Yeah, bought me some good stuff. Anyway, so I just thought I'd just come home and just record myself rambling again. Ramble on. Now's the time, and the time is now. Yeah, spontaneous Led Zeppelin moment there. Anyway, okay, without further ado, let's get started on these questions. And this is a questionnaire by Herium. And these are some really good questions. Alright, so here we go. Zombie apocalypse. Zombie. I can't speak today. Zombie apocalypses are common scenarios. So, how would you survive a dinosaur apocalypse? Maybe I would climb on top of the dinosaur's head without them even noticing. Just climb up quietly, and then they would have to try and get me. I don't know. Yeah, just sneak up right behind them and climb up their back and then on top of their head, and they'll try to get you. Especially on a T-Rex, 'cause they got a big head and little arms. Yeah, so yeah. And name a particular food you can't live without. Mexican food. That and pizza. Well, you have to go with one type of food. I'd say Mexican, 'cause I love Mexican food. It's just so awesome. I can't go without the spice. Okay. And you are given $20,000 and told that you must spend it all in 1 hour or lose it. Huh. What all do you buy? Oh, that's easy. Gonna buy me some nice clothes, a lot of albums, a lot of CDs, and some sex toys. Because I am in dire need of some sex toys. I mean, I have a meager supply of sex toys. I just can't. And besides, yeah, I would like some nice clothes. Because I feel good when I'm wearing new clothes. So yeah. And that and CDs. And a lot of music, 'cause I am a music nut. I am, oh well, a clothes obsessed musical pervert. Yeah. So, oh yeah, with $20,000, I would buy a lot of clothes, a lot of CDs, and a lot of sex toys. So yeah, in 1 hour. Yep. If an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? Sometimes, but I don't do it that often because I agreed with somebody that I was listening to one of the GWA posters, and I could not help but agree with that one person who said that he sounded like Christian Slater. And I thought, whoa, whoa, it sounds just like Christian Slater. I mean, oh my God. And you know what would make me weak at the knees right now? I would just love to hear a person who sounds like Peter Gabriel or Chris Squire when they talk, 'cause yeah, I'm a nut for English accents. So, yeah, but especially the tone to them. Oh my God. Your car is destroyed, but you are given the giant version of any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? I pick a giant cat. 'Cause that reminds me of that Japanese commercial for this gum. I've seen it on YouTube, and there once he put the gum in his mouth, this giant cat just appears and picks him up, and then he transports him to the place that he was supposed to go. So yeah, it was. Yeah, I take a cat. I take a giant cat, a giant house cat, and just have him or her take me where I need to go. But I would have to chew some gum first in order for that to happen. I don't know. Don't know. Every time I do, whenever I see that question, I always think of that commercial, that Japanese gum commercial. I don't even know why, but yeah, I go with a cat. I go with a cat. whether I have to chew gum or not. Okay, anyway. So, you're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick? Emma Stone. Let's see. Jeff Goldblum and let's see. And Dan Aykroyd. Because they are just very funny people. I'd rather have three people to hang out with on an island to make me laugh and just, I wouldn't need anything else. Okay. And what's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it? I have too many favorite movies I can't even pick. I would say I would have to go ahead and say The Fifth Element. Yeah, because what's my connection to it? It's just that I'm into seeing a lot of futuristic stuff and just like the costumes in that movie just really, really, it really amazes me. It just leaves me in awe. I like anything futuristic, so yeah. If you had to listen to one style of music your whole life, what is that? That is it. I'd listen to rock and roll, baby! Yeah, 'cause rock and roll is, even though it's not my lifestyle, I mean, it's just like I could listen to rock and roll any time of the day. I mean, all day. Every day, all day, rock and roll. Rock and roll all night, party every day. Well, no. Wait. Well, no, I would like to listen to some progressive rock because I can deal, yeah. For those of you who think I can't deal with uneven time signatures. Yeah, I can. I can. I've practiced. I've practiced. Okay, so anyway. Yeah. I would listen to progressive rock every day, all day. Prog rock. Yeah, because heavy bass lines, uneven time signatures, wicked keyboard solos. Hell yeah! I could go with that. Okay. Your home is suddenly about to be sucked into another dimension, and you can only save three things. What do you choose? Not counting family members. My dog. Because he's an adorable bastard. yeah, I love my doggy. My CD collection. Because why not? I love music. I can't live without music. No way. And my laptop, of course. right. If you could wake up and suddenly be able to expert level in any skill, what would it be? I would be able to, like, play the guitar or the keyboard. I mean, oh my gosh, I would just love to play as good as Keith Emerson or Rick Wakeman. That would be awesome. Or better yet, if I ever were to ever take up guitar, I would just love to. Oh my God. Steve Howe, you better watch out. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, Greenland or Iceland? Iceland. Because Bjork. Yeah, I love Bjork. Okay, a giant monster attacks the city you live. A giant monster attacks the city. The city you live in. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? I'm pretty much of a scaredy cat, so I think I would hide amongst the rubble and the destruction of the town. So, yeah, I'm pathetic. Okay, vanilla cake or chocolate? Vanilla cake or chocolate pie? Chocolate pie. Yes, I chocolate pie, because I love chocolate. Chocolate, 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 chocolate. I'm sorry, I'm a little hyper because I had a bit of chocolate as well while I was out. Okay, so yeah. Anyway, you happen across the star from Mario Brothers and are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? Maybe go skydiving? Maybe? Yeah, go skydiving. Yeah, I go skydiving. Skydiving, yeah. And then I would. Yeah, that's about it, I guess. And if you could live in an 80s movie for a day, which one and why? The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club, because I just like usually I would like to hang with people that I don't usually hang out with and just kind of figure out why they're here and why they decide to come here and just listen to their story and everything. It's awesome. And just come out as friends at the end. It's pretty much of a pretty good scenario there. 'Cause why not? Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink? A cherry coke. Because I don't really drink that much. I just take occasional sips from wines and that's it. But yeah, if you were ever to like give me a drink, I would like to have a cherry coke, a cherry coke. As long as you don't spike it. Yeah, just don't do that. I'm not gonna go home with you if you're gonna spike it. So yeah. Yeah, give me a drink that I could bring along with me so I won't leave it there. So yeah. Okay. And what would you rather wield? Whip made of live cobras or club made of a live shark? I take the latter. The club made out of a live shark because poisonous snakes, not my thing. No, especially if they spit poison. No. So I'd rather take a man-eating shark as a club, okay? Just saying. A giant robot or a giant monster? A giant robot. If it's a good giant robot, then yes. If it's an evil robot, no. We're not gonna. No. You're given control over water or fire. Which do you choose and why? Water. Because I would just love to water. I would just love to have the ability to, like, water bend, you know? Yeah, that would just be awesome. I might be watching too much Avatar. But yeah, I would like to bend water one day, just control it. Something has happened and the world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why? Eternal night, because I love sleep. I don't want to get up because during the day when I'm forced to get up at an early time, it's not pretty. Usually I'm like when I see the sun. No, not really. I don't really go. Yeah, but if somebody forces me to see it, like, get the fuck up, I'm like, yeah, so, yeah, don't wake me up like that. So I would go with the turning night because you can't do nothing to wake me up. Because look outside, it is nighttime. You get your butt back to bed and sleep like I do. Yeah. Okay. You're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life and over, what happened that day? Well, I would like to just go as in today. I would love to relive today because I got to go to the flea market. I got to go eat out Mexican food. And yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome. Just go to the flea market every day and then go to a restaurant and then come right home. Yeah, that would just be flat out awesome. And what's the one material thing you own that you couldn't live without? My MP3 player? 'Cause I cannot go anywhere without it. I just cannot. I can't because if I don't have anything to drown out any annoying person's when they talk too much, I'm like, okay, I have to have something to stick into my ears and listen to rather than just be outright rude and just say, okay, you know what? Shut up. Yeah, I rather just be just sitting there with my MP3 player going on with the earbuds in my ear because I cannot live without that. I cannot just because, yeah, that and whatever my parents are playing on the radio because they listen to a lot of country music. I just, ugh, no. Well, even though I do like some country music, I mean, 90s country music was better than today's country. Just saying. But anyway. Boy, I sound like a bitch. Oh well. Wow, that is bitchy right there. What's the last video game you remember playing? Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero. Exactly. And you're suddenly hungry. Like, right now. You're suddenly hungry, like right now. If you could get it right now, no matter what it is, what sounds good? Pizza! Pizza, 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 pizza. Especially from Pizza Hut. Ugh. I would like to try their bacon cheese stuffed crust. Because they got that out right now. And, yeah. At first I thought it was weird, but now I'm just like, ugh. That would sound good right about now. That would sound right. That would sound downright good. Yeah, and who's your favorite Disney villain? Scar from The Lion King. 'Cause he is just manipulative, evil, downright a mean old bastard, and I like him. I don't know why. Probably because I have a huge crush on it. His voice actor, Jeremy Irons. Ugh, Jeremy Irons. Take me away, Jeremy. Yeah, 'cause I like Jeremy Irons, of course. And if you could have an unusual pet, what would it be? I mean, what would it and its name be? Now, this is going to be based off a song that I really, really like, and it's by Genesis. I would like to own a squonk. But I don't know. If you were to catch it, though, it would dissolve into a pool of tears, and then it'd be gone. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea, would it? No. Yeah, so, even though it'll disappear into a pool of tears, I would like to own a squonk. A squonk. Yeah. And here is Hiriam's favorite question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I would just imagine him saying, even though you've got a filthy mouth, I'm very glad you made it. That's what I would like to hear him say. Even though you have a filthy mouth, I'm glad you made it anyway. So yeah. Yeah, I hope that would happen. So yeah, 'cause I have a pretty foul mouth, so Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I had fun answering these questions, and I might have sounded hyper and a little cloud cuckoo landerish than usual, but I hope you guys can tolerate that. And I hope to see you all later. And Tarkus Trooper, signing out. Ha ha.